Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra. This is India Zulu 6. Bravo Alpha Juliet, over. Allora, abbiamo Gallarate. Vi avviso che già sta ricevendo il downlink della stazione. C'è solo un problema di visibilità. Deve salire ancora un po' sull'orizzonte. Ok? Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra. This is Oscar India Zulu 6, Bravo Alpha Juliet, over.
India Zulu 6, Bravo Alpha Juliet, this is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, reading you 5 square.
Oh, thank you for the strong signal here. Thank you for the participation to school contact today, Frank. This is in Aquila. This is the school Bafile. Duca d'Aosta, sorry. And you are ready for the question, over, Frank?
Yes, I'm ready for the question.
Anna Maria, how were you informed about the devastating earthquake that struck our city? Over.
Well, during that time, I was in Moscow for training, and I heard it in the evening news, and it was, of course, devastating to hear what had happened in your city and in your country, and I know that a lot of people in Europe followed it very closely, and we're all living together with you.
Enrico, I have read about Lazio Eagle and the Visplex experiment of ESS. Are they related to earthquakes forecasting? Are they still on? Over.
The experiments are only running from time to time, and they have more to do with the atmosphere. We do a lot of Earth observation in the International Space Station, which has to do with the environment. But we don't really do research which has to do with forecasting earthquakes on the International Space Station. Over.
Martina, can we send you any photos about what we are experiencing in L'Aquila? Over.
Yes, you can send me photos via ESA, the European Space Agency. Somebody has organized the contact for you, and via that person you can send me photos.
Francesca, have you ever been in Italy and in Abruzzo region? Over.
I've been in Italy several times. I've visited, of course, the country because you have a beautiful country and beautiful cities and beautiful history. And I've also been there in 99 for 3 months when we were conducting the operations for Kosovo. Over.
Emanuele, do you have the opportunity to communicate with your family and your friends? Or your friends?
Over. To communicate either via email or via IP phone. We have a kind of phone system here, and we can call our family and friends whenever we have a satellite communication.
Laura, what are the most important experiments you are now performing on ISS? Over.
We are doing many experiments in the ISS, ranging from life science, so we are the subject, so we do science to see how our bodies can live and work in space for more than, for longer times, for future exploration. But we also do biology science, we also do science on new materials, on crystals, so we have a lot of different science experiments ongoing on the ISS. Over.
Chiara, are there now experiments conceived by Italian schools? Over.
Yes, during my flight we will have 2 experiments conceived by Italian schools that participated in a contest. One has to do with capillarity and one has to do with mass measurement in microgravity.
Daniele, can you hear the sound of a thunderstorm from there? Over.
No, you cannot hear anything in space. Inside, of course, the ISS you can, but outside you cannot, because sound needs air to travel, or needs something to travel, and in space there is nothing. There is the vacuum, and sound cannot travel in the vacuum.
Matteo, when you were a child, did you ever dream to go to the space? Over.
Yes, sometimes, but mostly I wanted to become a pilot and I wanted to fly. And of course, flying to space is just flying a little bit higher and a little bit faster. So yes, I dreamt of becoming an astronaut when I was a child.
Beatrice, how do you cope in space with the needs of daily life, such as drinking, eating, sleeping, having a shower? Over.
Everything in space here is a little bit more difficult than on Earth. Drinking we do out of drinking bags, because otherwise, of course, all the water or our drinks float away. Eating we do out of cans or out of small bags. Sleeping, we sleep in a sleeping bag, because otherwise it would float away, and the sleeping bag is fixed to the wall. And showers we don't have. We can only wash with very little water, because water is very scarce here on the ISS.
Francesco, which is the maximum number of astronauts that can live on ISS for a long period? Over.
Until recently it was 3 astronauts, and now we have just gone to 6 astronauts. So we are living here permanently with 6 astronauts on board of the ISS. And this is the maximum that we, for the moment, can sustain.
Francesco, why the name Oasis for your mission? Over.
The name of Oasis for my mission reflects to water. Water is a very scarce thing here on the ISS, and we need to take good care of it. And we recycle a lot of water as well. And also on Earth, water becomes more and more a scarce resource. So we wanted to have something that connects the ISS to the Earth and to UNICEF, of course, of which I'm a goodwill ambassador. It's also running the WASH campaign, which is a campaign for water, sanitation and hygiene, that is still needed, because millions of children do not have access to clear and good drinking water.
Carlo, could you say something about OASIS support of UNICEF?
We will support UNICEF by giving messages from space and by drawing the people's attention to the necessity of good and clear drinking water. Not only in our regions, of course, where we think it's obvious, but after the earthquake, I am sure that you have experienced that having access to drinking water and to good water is not that obvious at all. But certainly in a lot of development countries, it's a big problem where a lot of children have no access to drinking water, or they need to walk to go to a bit at least 6 or 12 hours per day, so they have no time to go to school.
Okay, Frank. This is the radio contact coordinator. Stop the question, Frank. But I ask you to go back amateur radio during the next pass over Aquila. Do you think this is possible, Frank? Over.
Say again, please, and very short.
Is possible for you go back to the amateur radio station during the next pass over Aquila? Over.
During the next pass, I can be back here on the radio station. But let's continue with the questions of the children, please.
And, Frank, this is Samantha Cristoforetti. I am one of the very lucky new European astronauts. I would like to greet, first of all, the commander of the space station, and then to say that it's a great honor to talk to you today. I am very, very happy to be here today with the students of L'Aquila, and I think I can say for all of them, we all thank you so much for being with us today.
Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, this is Italy Zulu 0, Bravo Alpha Juliet, over.